This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And we're going to talk about the Roseburg Country Club and meet the club golf pro Garrison Knowles. Good morning.
Good morning.
So talk about your background, how long you've been at the Roseburg Country Club.
Well, I came down in the middle of January to work under Carl Hamilton, our former club pro, and he took a job down in Utah at the end of March. So I took over from there. I'm working towards being a pro, not quite one yet.
So how did you get into the world of golf?
I've played golf since I was a very small child. My dad got me into the game, played the entire time, not competitively after high school. I was playing soccer in college, and then after soccer kind of ended, got back into golf. Just playing all the time.
Where'd you play soccer at?
Pacific University.
Oh, cool. So what is it about golf that you like in terms of making it more than just a hobby, something that's now a job?
I just love the game and love getting other people into the game and playing the game with as many people as I can. It's just the best time when you're out on a course smacking a white ball around for 4 hours.
So had you ever been down in Roseburg before you came down here?
Yeah, I went to high school here at Roseburg High School.
Okay.
Graduated in 2013.
So no stranger to the area, and then you probably played at the country club back when you were younger.
Yep, did juniors under Brian Sackett out there.
Wow. Talk about this facility, and I think a lot of people that aren't golfers don't realize just how long the country club has been there.
Club has been there since 1922, so it's been there 102 years. Started out as just a 9-hole club and moved to an 18-hole club down the line. And it's probably one of the premier golf courses in Southern Oregon, in my opinion. Our greenskeeper, Richard, does a phenomenal job of keeping it green year-round. Course conditions are great, playable year-round, and it's a tough course. We just had an OPGA Pro-Am out there, and a lot of players were surprised by the difficulty.
So as you work on becoming, is it like technically a golf pro, like you've got to get a certification?
Yes. Yet?
Okay. So what's involved in doing that?
I got to pass a playing ability test next year and then go through basically a series of courses and some seminars and conferences down in Texas and be elected to membership.
And what are you looking forward to most about what you're hoping to do in the future here?
I'm just looking forward to continuing to run great tournaments that we have out there, like the Abbeys, the Honda, Lady Seven Feathers, and the Lithia coming up this weekend, providing a great time to everybody on the social and golf side out there every day. It's really fun. Membership makes it easy.
And I imagine you can have some long days out there.
Yeah, that happens, but everybody out there makes it worth it.
And talk about what else is available there besides golf.
We got a great restaurant. Food and beverage is phenomenal. Our cooks do a great job. Our bartenders and waitresses are great. The drinks are awesome out there. We got a pool that you can use with a social membership. And then a pool table in the men's locker room, card room, event facilities for rentals. If you want to have a wedding out there, it'd be a great venue for some weddings. Big event tent outside, speakers, entertainment.
So you can do your events outside as well as inside?
Yes.
Cool. And I know I've been out there for a number of indoor events, different fundraisers, and it does seem like be a really popular place to come and do those kind of things.
Yes, it is. It's a great time. A lot of people like having their parties, their holiday parties for their companies, having birthday parties out there. It's a great spot. They work with a lot of different people on getting fair prices and making sure everybody gets what they want, and it's goes smoothly and the best that it can.
So if people want to find out more about the Roseburg Country Club, what's the best way to do that?
Best way to do that is going to go to roseburgcountryclub.com. There's more information on our website that is available to the public. And then if you want to reach out, you can go ahead and head over to the club, talk with the ladies in the office upstairs. They'd love to meet you and get you some more information on becoming a member.
All right, Garrison Knowles from the Roseburg Country Club. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
8:36 at the Morning Report.